CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. The script is on the RSGB's own website. Good morning. It's Sunday the 22nd of December 2013. This is GB2RS News. Here are the news headlines. Last GB2RS of 2013. RSGB past president becomes SK. Special prefix announced for Scottish stations. This is the last GB2RS broadcast of 2013. There'll be no news readings on the 29th of December or the 5th of January, but we'll be back on Sunday the 12th of January, bringing you all the latest amateur radio news. We'd like to take this opportunity to send warm Christmas greetings to all our listeners and wish everyone a prosperous New Year. The RSGB HQ will close for the Christmas and New Year holiday at noon on the 24th of December. It'll reopen on the 2nd of January. You'll be pleased to know that the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will continue to be open Thursday to Sunday throughout December and January, whenever Bletchley Park is open. Please check the website before travelling. We'd like to thank those volunteers who continue to give their time to keep NRC open and on the air. The RSGB is saddened to hear that the RSGB past president Tim Hughes, G3GVV, is now a silent key. Tim served on the RSGB council in the late 1960s. He became president in 1972 and worked tirelessly in international affairs for the RSGB, attending a number of IARU and ITU conferences. He later became secretary of IARU Region 1, taking over when John Alloway, G3FKM, became unable to continue through ill health in 1998. He remained active and on the air until the last few months of his life and passed away peacefully at home on the 13th of December at the age of 95. Our thoughts are with his family and friends at this time. Ofcom has advised that licensed amateurs with a main station address in Scotland will be allowed to use the special prefix A instead of the usual M for the period from Burns Night to St Andrew's Day during 2014. Further details will be published on the Ofcom and RSGB websites as soon as they become available, and a notice of variation will be available for downloading from the RSGB website in the new year. The KW Radio's Yahoo group is dedicated to restoring and using equipment made by KW Electronics. It's planning its first KW weekend on the 4th and 5th of January. This offers a chance to bring some of those shack and barn finds back into use, keep the shack warm and have a little fun on the first winter weekend of 2014. Weekend centres of activity will be plus or minus 10 kilohertz of 7.1 and 14.3 megahertz for phone and FIST's activity centres for CW. Owners are encouraged to use all bands and to share KW serial numbers to help the group build a better picture of KW ownership in the 21st century. The RSGB board has appointed Ken Hatton, G3VBA, as GB2RS manager, with effect from the 1st of January. Ken had become interested in amateur radio as a schoolboy and has been licensed for 47 years. He told GB2RS that he's proud to become GB3RS manager, following on from Gordon, G3LEQ, whose contribution to the news service has been so immense. The special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary will be operated today by MI0MSR Ballymoney using BSK31 and RTTY on the 2017, 15 and 10 metre bands. On Monday and Tuesday, Hilltop Radio Group will operate from Castle Derg using 10 to 40 metre bands with SSB and PSK. On Christmas Day and Boxing Day, it's the turn of MI0WJC and Coleraine using SSB FM and PSK on 40, 20 and 2 metre bands. Friday and Saturday, Greypoint Fort ARS operating from Helens Bay using CW SSB FM and PSK, 10 to 160 metre bands, as well as 2 metres and 70 centimetres. The penultimate day of operation is by the Castles and Stately Homes on the Air team from Milltown using CW SSB and PSK on the 15, 20, 40 and 80 metre bands. Finally, for the centenary year, on the 31st of December, GI0AZB will operate from Dungiven using SSB and FM on 10 to 40 metres, as well as 2 metres and 70 SEMs. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website under the operating drop-down menu clicking Centenary Station. The RSGB would like to thank every operator who has taken part in the centenary year, making it better than they'd had ever hoped. Brian Justin, WA1ZMS stroke 4, is an active participant in the ARRL's WD2XSH 600-metre experimental project and will transmit voice and music on 486 kHz as WG2XFQ on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and again on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Transmissions will begin at 0001 UTC and end at 2359 UTC. Justin will use an AM audio loop modulating his vintage-style homebrew transmitter to honour Reginald Fessenden's Christmas Eve 1906 AM voice transmission. Details now of rallies and events for the coming week. The Bath Buildathon takes place on the 4th of January. Booking is essential. The project is the 20-metre PSK RSGB centenary receiver. Intermediate practical assessments will also be available on the day. Contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW, via G0FUW at tiscali.co.uk. News of special events. The 3rd of January 2014 is the official opening of Bedworth Lions Awareness Month, and GB4BLC will be on the air from 11 a.m. Further information you can get from G8GMU QTHR or 07801 862 686. SOS Radio Week 2014 will take place between the 25th of January and the 2nd of February. Stations wishing to take part in the event should visit www.sosradioweek.org.uk and register using the online registration form. DX News Now. Alan Doyle of G0FAU will be in Accra, Ghana, using the call sign 9G5AD from the 9th of January for an initial period of 3 weeks. He'll be operating a 100-watt Kenwood TS-570S with a Pro-Whip antenna or a Carolina Windham for 20 metres. Felix DL5XL will be working at the German Antarctic Station Neumayer III until the 8th of February. He'll be operating mostly CW as DP1POL in his spare time. QSL DL1ZBO, Director, Bureau and Logbook of the World. Log search on Club Log. Holger DH1HB will be located at the same research station until the February 2015, and will be QRV as DP0GVN. QSL DL5EBE. SIGI DK9FN will be active again as H40FN, mainly CW from Temotu province from the 21st of December to the 10th of January. This year he is operating from Lom Lom Island, IOTA OC065, QSL DK9FN, which is a new route, Director Bureau. Alex DL1NX stroke PY2SEX will be active as JW stroke PY2SEX from Spitsbergen, EU026, Svalbard, 24th, 25th of December. Plans to operate mainly CW and SSB, 40 to 10 metres, QSL, DL1NX. Now, JN1RVS will be active as PJ5 stroke K6NAO from St Eustatius, NA145, 22nd to the 29th of December. He'll operate CW and Ritian PSK, 40 to 10 metres, QSL JA1HGY, Log Search and OQRS on Club Log. Raimundo PT7CG will be active as ZX8DX from Ilha Grande de Santa Isabel, SA025, 26th to the 30th of December, QSL Home Call. Dietmar DL3DXX will be active as V5 stroke call sign from Namibia, 24th of December to the 8th of January. He'll operate CW only, 160 to 10 metres, QSL home call. Steve V30C will be active holiday style, VP5 stroke call sign from Providenciales, Caicos Islands, NA002, 18th to 27th of December, QSL home call direct only, and EQSL. Contest news. The UK 6-metre winter marathon continues over the Christmas period, ending on the 31st of January 2014. It's a 100% locator square chase, no points for individual QSOs, but as well as normal QSOs, you can claim the squares worked in other 6-metre contests over the period. The exchange is signal report and locator. The Christmas consultatives take place for 2 hours on Thursday to Sunday, 26th to 29th. Activities all bands 6 metre to 70 sems, exchanges RST, serial number and locator. The DARC Christmas contest runs for 2.5 hours on Boxing Day morning, operating CWSSB, the exchanges RST plus serial number. DLs also send DOK or NM. The RAC Winter Canada Winter Contest takes place for the full 24 hours on Saturday the 28th. Numerous entry categories. Everyone can work everyone. Concentrate on working Canadians, because Canadian provinces and territories are where the multipliers are. Use all contest bands 160 to 2 metres on CW and phone. Exchanges RST plus serial number with VEs also sending province code. This event has a festive wallpaper alert, because from the UK in 2012, only 6 entries from England were submitted and there were no logs from GW, GM and GI. The IRTS 20-metre counties contest takes place in the afternoon of the New Year's Day. Work anyone but EIGI, 2I and MI stations are worth more points, and collect counties for multipliers, UCW or phone, 80 metres only, the exchanges RST, serial number, plus county for stations on the island. The ARRL RITI roundup takes place on the weekend of the 4th to the 5th, but operate no more than 24 of the 30 hours. Work everyone sending a signal report and serial number. US and Canadian stations send state and province code. On the same weekend, the European Association CW 160 metre QSO party takes place. 2 sessions, the first on Saturday evening, the second in the early hours of Sunday morning. You can work the same stations in each session. The exchange depends on whether you're a member of an affiliated club. In the UK, that means FOC, FIS, GQRP and the Essex CW Club. If you are, send RST plus name plus club plus membership number. If not, send RST plus name plus NM for non-member. Tuesday the 7th sees 144 Megs UK Activity Contest from 20:00 to 22:30, using all modes, the exchange's signal reporter and locator. CW AFS contest is on Sunday the 12th of January, 1400 to 1800, using CW on 80 metres, exchange RST and serial number. Now the factual data for the period from Friday the 6th to Friday the 13th, that should be, to Thursday the 19th of December, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 20th. During the period, several new sunspot regions appeared, but none were capable of producing anything stronger than small C-class solar flares, which had no effect on propagation. However, with less than an hour to go before the end of the period, an impulsive M3-class solar flare took place from a region that is just starting to rotate into view. Solar flux levels declined slightly from 163 units on the 13th to 153 by the 19th. The average was 158 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 19th was 140 units, which is 5 units up on the previous week. X-ray flux levels varied little day to day and averaged B7.1 units. Geomagnetic activities were quiet every day except for the 14th, which increased slightly due to a small recurring coronal hole. The AP index was 12 units and the average was AP4 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from a slow 270 kilometres per second on the 13th to 610 by the next day. Speeds then gradually declined to 340 by the 18th. Particle densities were low most days but increased to 108 particles per cubic centimetre on the 13th. On the quiet days, the BZ varied between minus 4 and plus 3 nanoteslas and between minus 12 and plus 14 nanoteslas on the 14th, which was the most disturbed day. Finally, the solar forecast. For the next 2 weeks, solar activity is expected to be mostly at low levels, but there is a chance that activity could increase, mostly to moderate levels, on some days. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 160s for most of the period, but could increase slightly during the second week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet. However, two coronal hole disturbances are expected to increase activity, the first on the 26th and the 27th of December, and again on the 3rd and the 4th of January. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 30 megs or slightly higher. Darkness hour lows should be about 7 megahertz. PALs for the next 2 weeks to the east coast of North America should have a maximal usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 34 megs. The optimum working frequency with a 90% success rate will be about 28 megs. The best time to try this path will be between 1200 and 1700 UTC. A short but reliable sporadic e-station at season rather takes place during the Christmas and New Year period, with openings up to 50 megahertz. Good DX for 2014 to everyone. You're listening to GB2RS. On we go now to the local news. Here's the news for the Midlands, the UK Midlands. This week's broadcast contains news of events until Sunday the 12th of January because of the Christmas break. Withal Radio Club has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. today and each Sunday. On Monday there's a curry night at the Monsoon. Tuesday at 8 p.m. sees the start of Christmas contest. The regular Shack Social is on each Friday. On Friday the 27th there's a Christmas fox hunt at 7:30. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is closed up to and including Monday the 6th of January. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has its Christmas party on Monday the 23rd of December. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is closed on the 24th and 30th. Saturday the 4th of January and Tuesday the 7th of January see a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is closed on the 24th of December and is holding a natter night on Tuesday the 7th of January. More from Chris G1ETZ 01509 504319. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest Radio Operation and Projects on Tuesday the 24th. The invitation on Saturday the 28th is to show off your shiny new toys. Tuesday the 31st of December sees the 70 Megs UK Activity Contest Radio Operation and Projects. There's a talk on Saturday the 4th of January, and on Tuesday the 7th of January it's the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest 144 Megs Radio Operation and Project. Saturday the 11th sees PIC stroke Arduino stroke PC problem solving, C programming and general assistance. Contact Steve G8LYB 01788578940. Midland Amateur Radio Society is closed on Christmas Day and the New Year's Day. The meeting on Wednesday the 8th of January is devoted to new toys, rag chew, putting the shack on the air and training classes. Saturday the 11th of January has a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is closed on Christmas Day and has a club net on New Year's Day at 3 p.m. on 144.600 MHz plus or minus QRM. Wednesday the 8th of January sees GX3ZME on the air and a committee meeting. Contact Mike G3JKX 01952299677. Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having a review of the year on Friday the 27th of December. Contact Chris M0BQE 01905 776 869. On Friday the 27th of November, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a members forum evening. Contact Dave Wild, G1YAI, Treasurer, at hrarc.com. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has the first round of the G2FDC 2 meter DF trophy from 10 a.m. on New Year's Day. Friday the 3rd of January sees the start of the Bedworth Lions Awareness Month. The club net is on Monday the 6th of January, 8 p.m, 145.375 megs. There's a video night on Friday the 10th of January. Contact John G8SEQ on 07958 777363. South Birmingham Radio Society is closed on New Year's Day. Regular coffee mornings resume on Tuesday the 7th of January at 11 a.m. Thursday the 9th of January sees training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, by email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Lincoln Shortwave Club has a repeater net on GB3LM on Thursday the 2nd of January. Tuesday the 7th sees the 144 Megs UK activity contest from the Shack at 8 p.m. There are further Shack activities and Natanite on the Wednesday the 8th. Thursday the 9th of January sees a Simplex Club net 145.375 Megs from 8 p.m. More from Pemrose, G4STO 01427 788356. Monday the 6th of January, Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Club is closed. Monday the 6th of January, Central Radio Amateur Circle is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906905071. Wednesday the 8th of January, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society is holding its AGM and prize giving. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476402550. Thursday the 9th of January, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club holds its AGM. More from Bob, G3VCA 07911 66250. On Sunday the 12th of January, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is taking part in the AFSCW contest. Contact Derek Tom, G3NKS, on 01242 241099. And that's it for this 2013. Wishing you a happy Christmas. See you in the new year.